T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought we were going to hear the introduction to the Limitless Express, which is my favorite one that we do, Bob.
Well, we are. I thought that there was something
else. We're not on the same page. Who has the green dot today?
Yes.
Are you wearing the green dot?
This is like Devin Bush is back with the green dot.
There was a little bit of miscommunication first.
Of course, they're not exactly communicating that well right now, Bob, are they? They can't even get 10 people, 11 people on the field for a two-point conversion.
There should be never, and it wasn't like it was some guy who's running onto the field late. They just didn't have anyone out there. They were minus one person.
Let's do it with 10 because we're so good with 11. We might as well try it with 10.
Here we go, Bob.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. And here we are, all these years later. What do you have for us, Limits?
Bob, it looks like Lamar Jackson will return for the Ravens in the game in Miami. He was a full participant in yesterday's practice. Welcome back, Lamar. Goodbye division for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They got a big, you can argue that they're going to be better and they're going to win some games coming up. But if you look at the tail end of their schedule, they have some, it gets back to being tougher. They've dug a hole. That hole's a deep one. Okay, let's talk about that. Who are you more concerned about, the Steelers winning division or the Ravens at this point?
I mean, I still am picking the Steelers by default because the Ravens have, and then the Bengals are still in it, but they're a joke. Their offense
right.
isn't a joke.
Steelers are lucky they're in this division this year.
Very lucky. The Ravens could lose Thursday. It's not like Miami's never in a game.
They just played a really good game against
Atlanta.
They just
beat Atlanta, who crushed the Bills. They lost to the Patriots by 6. They lost to the Chargers by 2. Why is everybody assuming that the Ravens are going to walk in there and just blow out the Dolphins? Like, that's an automatic win.
This is
Look
why.
At some of their games.
This is why.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to their starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Tua might throw 10 picks.
I know, but if he can hold it to 8, they have a shot. Seriously, though, they've been competitive in a lot of these games, and they just blew out the Falcons in Atlanta. And we just saw the Falcons blow out the Bills in Atlanta. This is the NFL. The Ravens have not been good, to put it kindly. So Lamar just comes back and he's great and they blow them out. I don't know. And then from there, they could lose to anybody, Bob. They go into Minnesota. They go into Cleveland. They have the Bengals twice. They have the Steelers twice, the Patriots and the Packers. And they already have 5 losses.
And they can't afford any. They have to go 9-2 the rest of the way. Do you see 9-2? Given their defense, again.
It's possible.
It's possible. Sure it is.
But I'm not betting on it. I still think the Steelers will win this division.
And it may be at 9-8.
Maybe at 8-9. I don't know.
When was the last time we had a sub-500? We've had them.
We had one. Was it the NFC West maybe one year? No, the NFC South one year.
South maybe, yeah.
That's exactly right. Next.
Jordan Love, guys, with his performance against the Steelers, has won NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Who else would you pick? He set records. No quarterback has done in one game what he has done in that game against the Steelers, but he did. Not one. 20 consecutive pass completions, 360 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
He was fantastic, and a lot of that thrown on the run, off different platforms. He's when he's on top of his game, he's great.
And he's specifically good on Sunday night, where he's now 5-0 with 15 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions.
I might add, Bob, the last team to win a division with a losing record was the 2020 Washington football team, they should have kept that name, by the way. That was tremendous. Yeah. They beat the Steelers. Remember, they upset them, and they won that division with a 7-9 record. How about that?
Well, I don't think it'll be as bad as 7-9, but it could be 8-9, 9-8 to win.
Seattle won in 2010 at 7-9. 2014 Panthers won a division with a 7-8-1 record. And those are the only teams with losing records ever. And I think, by the way, if you win a division with a losing record, you shouldn't get a home playoff game.
I would agree with that, but they're not set up for that. It would take some, you know, competition committee getting together after somebody got burned for something. Normally it's somebody who's really upset about something that impacted their team and they want to change.
Next.
Joe Flacco's status is in question, guys. He has an AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder.
Oh, wow.
As someone who has experienced an AC joint sprain by being lit up by a buddy in his turkey bowl, it doesn't really feel good and you can't really move your arm that well. If you're trying to throw or, in my instance, shoot a basketball, I couldn't shoot a basketball for a month. So this is actually something, as Joe Flacco is definitely a superior athlete to me, but it's something that can affect you.
Well, given how much he's thrown the football, too, he came back out of the blue and was thrown like 90 times in the last 2 weeks or more. So that means Jake Browning may be back.
Yeah, come to think of it, he probably injured it in the Steeler game, throwing to Jamar Chase 100 times, Bob. They're an expansion team without him. I don't care who they're playing. The Bears, you said? They're going to lose.
They're going to
if Flacco doesn't play.
Yeah, they can lose even with Flacco playing. I mean, their defense we saw last week against the Jets just folded in a critical time.
Yeah, this just feeds into our previous question of who's going to win the AFC North. I still think the Steelers, because the competition is a combination of that bad and that far behind the eight ball if we're talking about the Ravens. The Steelers are still going to win the division. And then they can say they're above the mean, and then they can bring Tomlin back and sign him to an extension and all that, Bob.
He's already signed the extension. If they do win
after
the division,
they lose to the Broncos
and they get
in the
a home
first
playoff
round,
game,
38-10.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's no guarantee because their home record over the last several years is not very good. That's another thing that has to change.
Right.
It's 11-9, Crowley said, in the last 20 games.
Yeah,
How does that happen,
that's
Bob?
That's just average in a place that's not supposed to be that that good for the visiting team.
Did you see this story? May I interrupt, Lemon?
Please, go right ahead.
Mike Florio, Antonio Gates hosted and played in a rigged poker game, a la, allegedly, Chauncey Billups. How about this? This was on
Wait a minute. He was a victim of it, or he knowingly went in there dragging people with him to lose money?
Pablo Torre Finds Out, which is a great podcast. Torre reports that Antonio Gates hosted and played in a rigged poker game in Miami.
So he hosted the rigged game.
Yes. Hmm. Torre adds that the game was organized by Curtis Meeks, who was included in this in the sweeping federal indictment that named more than 30 defendants. Bob, how are these games? I'm not. Do you play? Have you played poker? Have you? Do you have weekend poker games with the buddies?
Back every now and then, I would. You know.
What is poker again? How do you play?
Well, it's too long for me to explain to you how you play. I mean, a straight versus.
Do you know how to play limits?
Versus.
I played. Yeah.
You're looking for the best hands.
Yeah,
and to top
hand.
The other guy's.
And you
hand.
Have to look into someone's eye and figure out. Is he bluffing
me or not?
Does he
have a better hand than me?
A buffer?
And then you keep pushing your chips in like the movie
right.
Rounders,
so
right?
If you cheat the way they said, you would know exactly what's under all of these cards.
Because of an X-ray table?
Yeah,
how do you cheat?
They had a table that was rigged for that. They didn't understand exactly what was under those cards. So you couldn't conceal them, even though they're face down.
Face down so someone else can
read them.
Wow. Wow.
And then the mob is involved in this. You know, La Cosa Nostra, which I didn't think existed anymore.
I thought they were all out of business, Bob.
We're getting back into sports gambling.
Just incredible. That's not good for Antonio Gates, if true, is it?
No, not really bad. And one thing that we saw with the Billups case was that the sunglasses, you could see symbols on the cards to be able to tell you what the cards were based on the glasses. It was fascinating.
If this stuff has been happening for years, aren't you smart enough that if you go to a poker game, you check the table and people can't wear sunglasses and such, Bob?
I just wouldn't play.
Do you bring your own table to the game?
BYOT? Yeah, we're ready to go. Not so fast, guys. Here, I'm going to take this out. I have Levin Furniture, and they're bringing in this right here, right now. It's more comfortable. You don't have to. No, we want our table. No, you're not going to get your table.
Right, and nobody wears sunglasses here. That's not happening. This is crazy stuff, man. This is absolutely crazy.
And it's not. It's just, to me, a tip of the iceberg. I think there's more to it. I think we're going to find out more people who've participated in it. Now.
Wait, why aren't people? What? I guess I'm ignorant, okay? So I think that everybody already knows that out there right off the top.
No.
Why do I want my, why do I care and why would I want my tax money going to somebody playing a rigged poker game in Miami? And there might be a good answer to this. I'm just asking, why do I care that Antonio Gates played a rigged poker game in Miami? What difference does that make to me?
Well, I think it would explain some of the story. That is, they're using elite athletes and trying to lure in regular people who have a lot of money who would be just in happy to be with those guys. Because Antonio Gates, I play poker with Antonio Gates. And he goes in there, and I think that's what they're using Chauncey Billups for. He was a head coach of the Trailblazers. Hey, I can spend time with a head coach here, maybe learn some stuff. What a great night. And then he takes your money.
Okay,
I guess I still don't.
Maybe I should care more. It feels like there's way more things to care about
than rigged poker games.
It
just goes to show you about the popularity of sports that these names are household names. People know who they are.
If this was
a rigged poker game with a bunch of people you had no idea who they were, you wouldn't care. You'd see the story and you'd say, oh, well, that goes on.
Yeah.
But when the big names are drawing people in, especially while you're active, Gates isn't, but you know, Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, you guys are, and why would you risk a $26 million payday?
Well, there were stories about Rozier that he was in financial trouble.
Again, that's your own problem. You created it.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. But you bail yourself
out by doing that stuff. You're going to get caught. It's a very simple thing, I think. Very simple. All you have to do is tell athletes, if you have some way of communicating with them, you're going to make so much money, you don't need it now. Take 75% of it, put it in investments, and just live on what you can live on and keep your life simple. It's a simple thing. Why can't they do it?
Good question, and you have to go, don't you, Bob?
I do.
We had a wonderful time today. I thought you were great today.
It was fun to be here. It always is, and we'll do it again tomorrow when we have Tyler Kennedy. We need to come up with something for Chris Hoke.
We do. Why don't we make a theme song for Chris Hoke? Maybe a Christmas song. But good.
Hokie the Snowman.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.